With this KLEM Sports Update for this Saturday, April 27th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, yesterday was quite the day as far as the Drake Relays is concerned, but thankfully, every Plymouth County event that was supposed to run or throw or jump yesterday was able to get their event in. So let's get you caught up on how our athletes did at the Drake Relays yesterday. We'll start on the girls' side in our girls' Drake Relays events in the 100-meter hurdles. That got the day started. Had a couple of runners in that. Bailey Boovy had the best finish from Plymouth County. She finished in 10th place overall in the preliminary round, 15.6 seconds. She needed to get to the top eight and missed out on that by just under a tenth of a second. Again, Bailey Boovy finishes in 10th, missing out on the finals of the 100-meter hurdles. Claire Schrader of Remsen St. Mary's brought up a 28th place finish. She finished in a time of 16.30 seconds. And again, clocks in 28th. It was Emma Havighurst of West Des Moines Valley that was the champion of the 100-meter hurdles. To the discus throw, where Hinton's Lauren Kunkel competed there, and after a great showing in the shot put on Thursday, yesterday's discus throw went a little bit differently. Kunkel finished 19th overall with a throw of 114 feet, 3.5 inches. The winning throw came from Charlie Morton of Hampton Dumont Cal. She won the shot put on Thursday as well, 141 feet, 2.75 inches for Charlie Morton. Again, Lauren Kunkel brings up a 19th place finish for Hinton in the discus throw. To the long jump, where Lamar's community freshman Kenzie Neas showed why she's going to be down there more times than not, I would have to imagine. A 21st place finish overall, 15 feet, 7.5 inches, her best jump. One of only four freshmen competing in the girls' long jump yesterday. That was pretty darn impressive and a great opportunity for Neas. Reese Brownlee of Clear Lake was the champion in the long jump, 18 feet, 3.75 inches to win the title there at the Drake Relays. Finally, on the girls' side of the Drake Relays, Lamar's Community's 4x200 meter relay team of Aubrey Lusing, Stella Hector, Maddie Holes, Sienna Cass come in a time of 1:45.19, a 14th place finish overall. They were third in their heat, and that time's pretty significant. It nearly broke a 28-year record at Lamar's Community. 1996, the 4x2 relay team of Krista Schnepp, Molly Moberg, Krista Crowley, and Lynn Nacky, a time of 1:45.18, 1/100th of a second off, tying the record. A really strong showing, though, from Lusing, Hector, Holes, and Cass. Again, 14th place in the 4x200-meter relay. The winning time was by 3 seconds. It was Waukee Northwest's squad at a time of 1:40.46. They were flying in the 4x2. To the boys' side of the Drake Relays, where the action got started in the 110-meter hurdles, the preliminary round saw a couple of athletes there. Bo Goodwin of Kingsley Pearson, Woodbury Central River Valley, a 24th place finish overall, 15.42 seconds his time. Cole McCarty of Galen Catholic finished in 29th in the 110-meter hurdles, a time of 16.18 seconds. The champion of the 110-meter hurdles was Jaden Damiano from Iowa Falls Alden. In the shot put, Ian Blau of Akron Westfield was trying to improve himself after a 6th place finish in the discus on Thursday. He unfortunately did not do that. Blau scratched all 3 of his throws. He was unable to record any distance in the shot put, and Blau finishes in a tie for 22nd yesterday in the boys' shot put. The winning throw from Pella's Hanson King, 58 feet 7 inches to win the title there. Finally, to the high jump, where we had two more Plymouth County athletes competing. Wanding Hosniong of Lamar's, Bo Goodwin of Kingsley Pearson, Woodbury Central River Valley. They both cleared the bar at 6'3", but failed to clear 6'5". And so based on how many tries it took them to clear the other heights, Wanding Hosniong ended up finishing in a tie for 6th. Bo Goodwin finished in a tie for 9th. It took Goodwin more tries at both 6'1" and 6'3" than Wanding, hence why Hosniong gets officially a better placement, though both of them clearing the same height. Great showing from both of them as well. overall. The winning jump came from Comanche's Tyson Caesar. He came in at 6 feet 8 inches clearing the bar there. He went for 7 feet even, but could not get it done. And Caesar, the high jump champion, Hosniong of Lamar's and Goodwin of KPWCRV, tied for 6th and tied for 9th respectively. All that information, as always, is found on our website at KLEM1410.com under the sports tab at the top of the homepage. In the drop-down menu, click on sports, scores, and results. Unfortunately, that's all we have to bring to you. Everything else as far as tennis, golf, soccer, other track meets going on around the area, they were all postponed or canceled yesterday, so nothing else to get to there. So we'll move on to what's happening today. Our final couple of events at the Drake Relays taking place. Our 4x100-meter relay teams are competing today. On the girls' side, Lamar's Communities team of Holly McNaughton, Maddie Holes, Aubrey Lusink, and Stella Hector, they are in the preliminary round today, as is the Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central River Valley team of Lexi Gilbert, Emma King, Ryan Wright, and Julia Maletic. On the boys' side, it was Hinton's team of Will Hagstrom, Micah Robbins, Ty Jones, and Daniel Blackwell. They've qualified for the Drake Relays. They also run today. It's not just the Drake Relays, though. Also on the sports schedule for today, the Kingsley Pearson River Valley girls and boys golf team, they are heading down to the tournaments hosted by Otable Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove. Those two tournaments being played in a couple of those communities there. Best of luck to the Panther golf teams at that tournament hosted by the Falcons. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website. You can find that at KLEM1410.com or follow us on Twitter as well. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Saturday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.